LeVar Burton threatens violence against women while smearing Moms for Liberty in National Book Awards speech. By Simon Kent on November 17, 2023. Actor LeVar Burton told the National Book Awards audience that was good members of Moms for Liberty weren't in attendance while he delivered his acceptance speech because if they were, hands would be thrown. Burton used his opening speech at the 74th National Book Awards on Wednesday to deliver his verbal jab at the popular conservative lobby group. "Before we get going, are there any Moms for Liberty in the House?" Burton asked, while the New York audience laughed. "Moms for Liberty? No? Good. Then hands will not need to be thrown tonight." The national organization was founded in 2021 by three women with experience serving on school boards, including Bridget Ziegler, wife of Florida Republican Party Chairman Christian Ziegler. Moms for Liberty's stated mission is to save America by unifying, educating, and empowering parents to defend their parental rights, as Breitbart News reported. They moved quickly in response to Burton's slur by taking to social media, saying, "American moms weep as a childhood favorite. Reading Rainbow calls for physical attacks against us because we are protecting the innocence of our children. At LeVar Burton, why have you sunk so low? Threatening physical violence against women? M4L enjoys strong support across the nation and aims to elect school board candidates willing to combat race and LGBTQ-related topics in classrooms. The latter is done largely by challenging the woke curriculum invading schools. They say every parent deserves a say when it comes to making sure that inappropriate content is not being discussed in classrooms." Burton is known for appearing on the PBS program Reading Rainbow Show for over two decades. He's also been critical of M4L before. In a recent interview with Esquire, he described being thrilled by candidates losing recent elections while enjoying support from the group. "There are bright spots, but these are people who would rather children not know the truth," he said. "Those kids will never know what they're missing, but it's our job to stand up for them, to be their voices and their advocates. That's what being an elder in this society means to me." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.